back to business and back to the news from Europe, and to quote Oasis, another case of definitely maybe, Emma.
We'll have more on music a bit later, but for now, Eurozone finance ministers agreed last night that their bailout fund, the European Stability Mechanism, can consider a retroactive application for assistance from banks. But Finance Minister Michael Noonan said a long process of negotiation lies ahead, adding that Ireland had kept its case for a retrospective deal on banking debt pretty strongly. To take us through what all of that means, we're joined in studio by Owen Callan of Danske Bank Markets. Owen, it's a 60 billion chunk out of a much bigger fund available to potentially all of the Eurozone's banks. Are we getting a bit too excited that this is going to be the cure for the Irish banking system?
Yes, certainly. I don't think we can expect either all or most of the 60 billion to be used just for the Irish banking system, obviously, given that we are only a small part of the Eurozone. But it does suggest that there has been some movement towards this retroactive recapitalisation of the Irish banks, potentially by the ESM. As Michael Noonan said, there's still a long negotiation ahead. This won't become active or live until the middle of next year, so still quite some time to come. And obviously, we've heard pledges or promises from the Eurozone, particularly 12 months ago, when they pledged to break the sovereign banking loop and that kind of negative spiral, and obviously they rode back on that. So markets and investors and indeed people should be sceptical that we will see this money used for the Irish banks, but it is still a process, or it is still a process which is ongoing, and it is a step in the right direction.
It got virtually no international press coverage. What should we read into that?
Perhaps we should read that we're more interested in it than anybody else. Obviously it is a matter which is very close to the hearts of all Irish people in the Irish government and investors in the Irish economy. I suppose it suggests that we need it more than anybody else. But they have again made a specific mention of Ireland in this, that this was a measure they did for our Irish friends. That was what Wolfgang Schäuble, the German finance minister, said. So clearly there is an understanding that the Irish situation is a bit unique, and that the size and the scale of the recapitalisation of the Irish banking system was much bigger than for any other economy on a kind of comparative basis. So I think we should be optimistic and take this as a positive, but still be sceptical that we will, you know, ultimately see it enacted in the way that we want. But I think particularly the Irish government needed this type of process to keep going, for the focus to be on this retrospective recapitalisation, and to keep the matter at the heart of the European negotiations as regards to how the ESM is ultimately used.
And briefly, Owen, it also has to be kept in mind that it's a pretty busy week on the market, so distractions elsewhere, especially after the Federal Reserve speech the other night.
Absolutely. I suppose, you know, the markets yesterday were very, very negative. We saw a 3% fall in most of the European markets, 2.5% in the US, and obviously a lot of turmoil and volatility in markets generally across the globe as a result of Ben Bernanke's comments on Wednesday night. So I suppose it needs to be seen in the context of that maybe that's why it's not getting as much coverage as it would ordinarily do on a quieter or less volatile week.
Okay, Owen Callan, thank you. Now, elsewhere, Bono predicted it, Soundwave built it, and Steve Wozniak loves it. That's how Apple magazine introduces Soundwave, an app developed by graduates of the National Digital Research Centre. It lets you see what music others are listening to through streaming devices like Spotify. It's free on Android and iOS. The difference with this app is that we already know what people are buying. Now we can tell what they're actually listening to. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak said, "It's a music product that so perfectly fits my life." Soundwave's founder Brendan O'Driscoll joins us now in studio. What's Soundwave?
Yes, so as you said, it's a smartphone application for Android and iOS, and what we're doing is we're tracking what songs people are listening to, both on their regular music players and also on any streaming services or streaming apps that they might use too. So there's a particularly interesting part, I suppose, that we're doing somewhat different in that we can track by location as well to see what songs are trending and what songs are playing in any location around the world.
Have you just invented something that's going to be pretty valuable to the music industry?
Yeah, well, that's the plan long term, definitely, is to really start trying to understand and serve up this data back to the music industry, because right now they've very little understanding of what songs people are actually listening to. There's a limited amount of information there in that they can see what people are purchasing, but even at that, that's where the buck stops.
Now, you've a launch in a fancy Apple store in London on Monday with Stephen Fry. How did you catch his eye?
Yeah, so it was actually a former intern of ours, Caitlin, was the one to reach out to Stephen just in an email, just informing him of what we were up to, and from there then we went with that, we rolled with that, we went over to London to meet with him. He really enjoyed what we were doing, he became an early beta tester. Then we kind of relayed all this information back to Apple, and obviously Apple and Stephen have a great relationship as well, so we put the pieces of the puzzle together, and we're going to be doing an event now on Monday in London.
Well, Brendan O'Driscoll, don't forget about us, and thank you very much for joining us in studio. Also to Owen Callan. On the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.32.4 and at 85.4 pence sterling.
Emma, thank you.